first.
Okay, let's put roll call.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Jeff Wamble.
Here.
Monica Uhas.
Here.
David Celebrity.
Here.
Any citizen comments?
No.
Okay. Any supervisor comments? One chairman comment, I'm glad we have no more meetings on holidays. So, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor, say by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Sorry, I just
thought. Are we supposed to have youth and governments go
yeah,
first?
Yeah, I went through a brain
bubble.
Yeah, but all of a sudden. Early onset on time. Okay, first one is a resolution to appoint Estelina Cooksey to the Kenosha County Civil Service Commission. Is there anybody?
That wasn't going to come up. HR?
Is anybody here that you can see from HR?
Okay.
It's one of those nights, I think. Like a red nose. Question while we're waiting, do they have to be here? Does someone have to be here to represent, or can we just base it on?
We can do that.
Okay. I don't know if this has ever happened before, but
it's usually somebody from the personnel or from the sheriff's department comes
and will speak on their behalf, right?
Yeah, unless it's a reappointment. At least that's what normally occurs.
You told me to put it on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, what it says here, date submitted, August 21st, 2018. Is that because that's when it's going to go to the full board?
That's when
right.
She
okay.
Goes to full board.
Right. Never mind. Nothing.
Would that be tabled for next?
How do you know anything about the Civil Service Commission?
I do know, but I'm not aware of regards to the appointment portion of it fall under the directorship of HR. I'm part of it, but not formally the director of it.
Okay.
Well, I can say after reviewing the supporting documents that were submitted with the application, Estelina is very qualified, and I will make a motion to approve her to the Kenosha County Civil Service Commission.
So,
that's second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Okay. Go through them.
Here you go.
And now it's your turn in the hot seat.
Good evening.
We just went through it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
They approved, just so you can let Bob or Claire know.
The resolution this evening is the approval of the appointment of Mr. Carson Wilkinson to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee. We are looking for the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors to approve Carson Wilkinson to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee immediately upon confirmation of the county board and continuing until the first day of February 2021. Successor is appointed by the county executive, confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. Mr. Wilkinson is here today. If the committee has any questions for him.
I would motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimously. See, now how painful was that?
Oh, I know, it wouldn't be bad. I gotta learn to say no when people ask me to do this. But his dad can tell you, I never could, so.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to figure out where you live exactly, because I'm over right by the Y.
Yeah, okay, do you know where Mastercraft Builders is?
Yes.
Right down that road, and I'm the second last house on the left-hand side. And one of my captains lives right across from me. My backyard is the end of the Village of Summers.
That's what I was figuring out.
Yeah. I'm the last house in the Village of Summers. After, behind me is that new residential care facility that just opened up. Yeah, that's kind of behind Frankie D's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, not far from you.
No. Probably a five hole away, you know.
Yep.
Good driver. All right, thank you. Next on the agenda, I recognize the expected revenue from the Wisconsin DOT traffic mitigation.
Correct. This resolution has been brought to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and entered into an agreement with Wisconsin DOT to provide additional traffic control assistance, speed enforcement, and incident response services related to I-94 north-south corridor construction. Services provided by the KSD will allow for quicker responses to crashes on key alternative routes, quicker incident removals, and added presence at sensitive facilities such as school zones, parks, during the freeway construction project beginning July 2018 and ending December 31st, 2019. The dollars and cents with this DOT agreement is to the tune of $50,000. It equates to about 1,200 working hours. The Sheriff's Department would recognize in 2018, $20,000, and then in 2019, would be paid $30,000 for a total of $50,000. If there were to be additional calls for service above and beyond the 1,200 hours, regardless, the Sheriff's Department would respond and handle those calls for service, but we could also try to re-enter into an additional agreement with DOT if there's dollars and cents still afforded to increase that that rate. But regardless, the Sheriff's Department and or State Patrol, any other agency would still respond based on calls for service.
Okay.
Just a question, why the division of 20 and 30,000?
I think the division is for, it started later in the year for this this grant. I can only speculate that they're only providing 50,000. You know, could they have done, you know, 10 and 40? I'm not quite sure.
I was just curious.
But I think because it's mid-year when it starts, and then, you know, full year, I got a sneaking suspicion it's going to go beyond 2019. But we'll see how that plays out.
And then if you did have extra calls for service, are you saying we would not be able to collect, but we're going to respond because that's what we do?
That is
correct. Right, okay.
But we certainly, if it becomes significant, which it can be, because there are times during high traffic patterns that we're up there quite a bit, that we may have to look to see if Wisconsin DOT has any extra dollars and cents.
Okay, thank you.
This is the original.
And I have a quick question, what, some quick math, 1,200 hours, $50,000, so you're looking at approximately 40 bucks an hour. Is that something that works out? How did you come up with that number?
That number was generated from DOT. Does it work out? That would be for, you know, the service. I mean, if we're going to be up there a lot longer and overtime, I mean, that's where we may have to talk to the DOT and see if more dollars and cents are available. Right now, that appears to be straight time monies, because overtime would certainly be above and beyond that. There's no doubt it would be above and beyond that.
Well, thank you. That's my question.
Any other questions before come to me? A motion.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, with the governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Motion approved.
Did we sign the original from finance? Is everybody finance?
Oh.
If we can sign this one and then I'll be able to.
And then we'll do the last one, the recognized revenue expenditures for law enforcement services at the Los Pintos event in Brighton.
This resolution had to do with an event, a rodeo event held in the town of Brighton. The township required the host of this Los Pintos event to have security, and that security being the sheriff's department. And to hire us for the event, I believe there were six deputies covering this event from noon to about 11 o'clock, or about 9 o'clock at night, I should say, on Sunday, May 27th. Bill to have those deputies at this event was $2,357.77. That bill was passed on to the host of the event, who then returned a check of $2,387.77, thus making everything net zero. The event was quick, easy. No outstanding, outrageous events went on that needed our attention. They just had us there walking around. So
we were paid after the fact? There was no bonding for something so small?
Correct.
And then if they didn't pay, we would deal with that? And
correct.
Right, okay.
That was part of their permit that the township offered them.
Okay.
So it's unusual that they would do that.
Do you know, I don't know if anybody knows, were they successful in their event, or they would do it again?
It appears there's two more events attached to that type of permit that they offered. I don't know if this is going to be a trend. It certainly appears to be a trend for the township of Brighton. I don't know if it's a slippery slope that the sheriff's department wants to enter into, but if they're putting us on their activity control permit, for mm-hmm. lack of better words, you know, it could be dangerous, I guess, for workman's comp accidents. If something goes on, something happens on.
Well, these were on duty deputies,
correct.
Obviously, but was it at an overtime rate or was it at
straight pay? This was an overtime rate, correct?
Okay.
No, but still, I don't blame them, because anything could go on, and you know, these type of events can attract some folks that may think of doing things less than lawful.
And other than Country Thunder, are there, in this event, are there others were contracted in full uniform that you're aware of?
No. These are
the two
and far between.
Okay.
Except for like Amazon.
Well,
that's traffic control.
Yeah. So, any further discussion by the committee? Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Using the ordinance.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. Any other business required by law?
Just curious, any photos from Country Thunder before and after?
I haven't seen any.
Okay.
Yet, but I'm sure there are some.
I heard only one porta potty was set on fire this year. Is that
they usually set one on fire once a year. Yeah. But it went by pretty good.
I haven't seen the citations go through the courthouse yet. Poor Jeff is at Dallas's inundated one day with all of those.
It was pretty light this year. In years past, I mean, they've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. This, I think, collectively, I think, was under, I want to say, maybe 200, 250, with everything included, so.
And Channel 58 announced 400.
I don't think it was 400. I have to look at the numbers.
They got corrected real quick.
Good, yeah.
They had bad weather for one night, if I recall, didn't they? At the Country Thunder, they may have, you know, quelled some.
That's usually the case. If you're having Country Thunder, you're going to have a rainstorm of some sort.
Got hit by lightning there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I guess, yes, there was bad weather.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. This is the original message. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Use the governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourn. We'll see you in a little bit.
Are you going out to the correction?
I will. Right. Yes.
David, you join us?
I will.
You know, as much as I would enjoy it, I think.